Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry. Skies are mostly sunny from I-90 north in New York and New England, while high to mid-level clouds are streaming in to the south off of the northernmost extremes of Hurricane Dorian. Precipitation is still located well offshore and to the south of Long Island. However, some scattered showers may ease to the north along coastal sections by the end of the day today. Temperatures will tend to struggle, especially where we see thicker clouds to the south, but most everyone should reach into the upper 60s and lower 70s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, the hurricane will track up the northeast coast and, well, off the coast, while at the same time, a front will pivot our way from southern Canada. The combination of the two will produce mostly cloudy skies, and there is the risk of a shower primarily along the coast, with low temperatures dropping back into the 50s. In fact, a fairly decent shot at a steadier rain in eastern New England early Saturday, with winds buffeting the coast, while interior New York and New England will see a mix of sun and clouds during the day Saturday, and that front could bring the risk of a shower or two, especially across the mountains, but the winds will remain in check and high temperatures will be in the upper 60s to around 70. This whole thing will clear out of the region for the second half of the weekend, and a new area of high pressure will build in. We'll enjoy mostly sunny skies on Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. In fact, that high pressure will keep it sunny and dry early next week, and high temperatures on Monday and Tuesday will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the next front, which will approach with another chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by Wednesday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 70s. And after a morning shower on Thursday, we'll go back to sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Hurricane Dorian, located about 50 miles northeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and 460 miles southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Maximum sustained winds are near 90 miles per hour. Dorian is moving toward the northeast near 17 miles per hour, and this general motion with an increase in forward speed is expected through Saturday night. On the forecast track, the center of Dorian will move away from the coast of North Carolina during the next several hours. The center will move to the southeast of extreme southeastern New England tonight and Saturday morning, and then across Nova Scotia late Saturday or Saturday night, where hurricane watches and warnings have been issued. Maximum sustained winds near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts and slow weakening is expected through Saturday. After that, Dorian is forecast to become a post-tropical cyclone with hurricane force winds by Saturday night as it approaches Nova Scotia. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and highs in the mid-70s. Boston partly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with the chance of a shower and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees. The average low, 55. The record high 91 set in 2018 and in 1983, and the record low 38 in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a few passing showers, and highs close to 70. Mostly sunny on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with highs all 3 days in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, mid to upper 70s, and a chance of a morning shower Thursday, then increasing sunshine with highs back into the mid-70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.